From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Winter Olympics officially kicked off in Pyeongchang, South Korea, Friday. Fans at the opening ceremony braved freezing temperatures to see fireworks and a spectacular light show. U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn.
This is probably my last Olympics. I'm soaking in every moment. I'm in awe of being able to represent my country.
Now, Kim Yo-jong, she's the sister of Kim Jong-un, also one of his senior advisors, and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence watched athletes only a few seats apart. Steve Herman, covering the Olympics for VOA, told us what that means.
Now, as far as we know, there was no interaction between the North Korean officials and the U.S. Vice President. They were also in the same room a little bit earlier at a pre-opening ceremony reception that the South Korean president hosted. And officials with the vice president's office tell us that there was no interaction, although there have been South Korean domestic media reports with headlines saying they had met. But we have no confirmation of any such meeting.
The Winter Games run through February the 25th. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a sweeping bipartisan budget bill ending a brief government shutdown. The bill adds hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on domestic programs, disaster aid, and the military. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was upbeat about the bill.
But it's a good deal for the American people, and it's a strong signal that we can break the gridlock that has overwhelmed this body and work together for the good of the country.
Trump signed the measure without fanfare after it received final congressional approval. This is VOA News.